you're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD. Here when you need us. I'm Dana Erskine.
And I'm Karen Morris.
And today on the line, we are talking to Aaron Wright, the artist behind the exhibit titled Asylum, now at the Amelia Center Gallery on the Panama City campus of Gulf Coast State College.
And so how would you describe your artistic style?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. And I thought a lot about this because there are those people in the world like the Shigeo Fukudas and others, Milton Glaser, who was an early inspiration for me, who have kind of a distinctive style. And you can recognize their work wherever you see it. You can say that's a Milton Glaser or a Fukuda or something along those lines. My work, I approach it every different time. The process, the subject can be vastly different. I've done posters that were completely hand-drawn. I did a poster. This is a pretty quick turnaround, too. I was actually traveling, and this was a show in Poland, and the deadline was going to happen while I was traveling. I literally used my iPad as a drawing table and sketched things onto paper using the light of the iPad and turned in that drawing as a poster. But then I also work with photography. I'm doing some recent things with 3D animation and a drawing program. Whatever project it is and the idea that comes to me is the way I approach it. I'm not sure there's a thread that you can see throughout that would connect them all, with the possible exception of the way I handle typography. But even that, every time I do the type, it is really kind of it's an interactive process between me and the poster. I'm trying some things and reacting to what I see on the poster as it's occurring.
Awesome. No, I love that. And do you have a favorite piece that you've created?
that's a good question. And it's kind of like trying to choose between your children. I like them all for different reasons. There are some that I feel are more successful. But like this most recent piece that I created, the show was called Revitalize, and it's about us as a society emerging post-COVID and you know, kind of restarting our lives and our social constructs and all of those things. And like I said, I had this idea. It came to me just very quickly. And so I am completely enamored with that piece right now, mm-hmm. but it's kind of like the thing I'm working on is the thing that I'm obsessed with. I do have a few that over the years have stood well against the test of time. I did a poster that was an anti-death penalty poster that was selected. It was seen by Liz Resnick, who was at the time a professor at Massachusetts College of Art and Design. I think she's retired now, but she organized a poster show called Graphic Advocacy. And this is a show that's traveled all over the world, but she asked if she could include that poster in it. And it's literally traveled much more than all my posters travel more than I do. I wish I could go where my posters do. But it's been very successful.
Oh, I love that.
And so when you're creating these pieces, what tools do you use to create them?
Well, you know, the tools are about the construction of something as opposed to, you know, I think the most important tool is your creative imagination. Mm-hmm. In that sense, the tools vary. Like I said, I've done things with old letterpress type that I would literally take an ink pad and hand stamp things to create the type there. I've done a lot of photographs. I've got a poster in the exhibition at Gulf Coast State College about the idea of peace. And I was trying to think of peace in a different way. I'd use all the old peace signs and symbols and doves and things like that that you would normally associate with peace. But I wanted to try to think of peace in a different way. So I took a water glass and filled it with water and put, I had a matchbook that I drew on the inside cover of the matchbook all kinds of really angry marks and wrote hate across it. And then I dipped the matchbook in the water glass and took a photograph of it, trying to get to the idea of extinguishing hate before it even happens. And so, you know, whether it's photography or drawing or the computer, I use Scratchboard to create illustrations. That's a media where you've got a board that's covered with ink, and then you, by a reductive process, you scratch away the white areas out of the illustration. So, and now I'm using 3D software to create. I'm in a show right now in Turkey. It's a show in the area around where they think ancient Troy was, and it's an illustration about that area. And I did the whole thing. It looks like cut paper, but I did it in a 3D software program. So there's,
wow.
It's whatever tool seems to be appropriate. So it's kind of like that question about, you know, any kind of stylistic thing I have in my work. It really depends on the subject, mm-hmm. how I approach the work. And I think if you go and look at the exhibition, you'll see that there's some similarities, certainly, because I am who I am and I draw how I draw, but I will use different tools for different purposes throughout.
Awesome. No, I love that. And we're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we're going to find out more information about Aaron Wright's work.